Hello, and welcome to Scientist in the Spotlight, a special series in Tox Checks, a podcast program presented by the American College of Toxicology. My name is Ashley McCord, and I'm here with my co-host for this series, Carolyn Moore. We are members of the Early Career Professional Outreach Subcommittee, also known as ECPO. Welcome to the podcast, Carolyn.
Hi, Ashley. It's great to be here. We are excited to dive into this podcast that interviews various toxicologists to learn about their unique career paths and what advice they have for early career professionals in toxicology. Our guest today is Dr. Hanan Gantus. Dr. Gantus is currently a supervisor at the Division of Antiviral Products within the Center of Drug Evaluation and Research at the US FDA. This year, she is the recipient of ACT's Mildred Christian Women's Leadership in Toxicology Award. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Gantus, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Dr. Gantus, can you tell us what initially led you to a career in toxicology?
My career started with a pharmacy degree from Iraq, where my exposure to toxicology was 3 lectures at the end of 1 year class in pharmacology, followed by a master's degree in pharmacology from Scotland in the mid-70s. By then, toxicology was becoming a hot new topic that covered many more topics than pharmacology, which was limited to drugs. Toxicology covers chemicals, environmental issues, air, water, soil, pesticides, and many more. So I decided to get a PhD in toxicology from the University of Uppsala in Sweden. My research focused on effects of organic solvents exposure and reproduction using whole body autoradiography. After that, I did a postdoc at the University of Arizona working on anesthetics and liver toxicity.
Wow, you traveled a lot and did many different types of projects. How did you know where to look for a job with such a diverse background?
My first job was through the placement service of SOT at the DuPont Company, where I spent 10 years, 5 as a study director at Haskell Lab and 5 as a registration scientist for pesticides in the ag business. I never considered basic research as a career. Industry stood out as a choice for me. In addition, working as a study director taught me a lot. I don't regret that at all. I think starting with a career as a study director will set you for any other toxicology job you move to.
That's really good advice about starting out as a study director, and it seems it really benefited you from transitioning between jobs. How did you ultimately end up at the FDA?
I enjoyed working at DuPont. It's a very good company, but I was there in the 90s where many companies were going through downsizing, which was very stressful. In addition, because of personal reasons, I had a long drive to work at DuPont. I knew a number of people who worked at FDA, including my husband, and all liked their job and encouraged me to move to FDA. I also was tired of working in the lab and wanted to try the regulatory review process. I started as a pharmacology toxicology reviewer in another division, then transitioned to antiviral product division. And when my supervisor retired, I was promoted into his position. I enjoy working at FDA. It is always fascinating to follow the drug development process from day one at FDA until the drug is on the market. Also, FDA offers many possibilities of writing guidances, joining scientific committees, attending meetings, and many training possibilities. In addition to good benefits, flexible workplace, and it's a family-oriented workplace, too.
It sounds like your job at the FDA in regulatory toxicology is quite different from what you were doing at DuPont. What were the biggest challenges you faced while transitioning from industry to government?
The biggest challenge of starting a job at FDA is learning the job. No one teaches you the review regulatory job you will do at FDA, not at school or a postdoc or any other job you did. Your scientific experience will help you learn the job at FDA. You learn it on the job by training at FDA, talking to other reviewers, having a mentor, etc. You need at least a year to figure out what your job is.
Wow. Working at the FDA may be a career not many of our listeners have had a chance to learn about. Can you give us a sense of what a day-to-day is like as an FDA supervisor and reviewer?
As a reviewer, your main job is reviewing studies, writing reviews, making decisions after discussing issues with the supervisor or any other discipline reviewers, attending internal meetings and meetings with sponsors, presenting issues at these meetings. a lot of teamwork, collaborations between team members and other disciplines. You work with many stakeholders, sponsors, companies, other government agencies. As a supervisor, I have an open door policy that allows reviewers to get the answers they need quickly. I supervise 10 reviewers and work with them closely. Also, I mentor pharmacy interns at FDA.
We can tell by the way you talk about your career that you're passionate about toxicology and what you do. What do you love about your job?
It's a public service job. As you review and approve drugs, you know that you are helping sponsors to get a drug on the market and helping patients who need these drugs. It's really a great feeling. I also like the teamwork and the interaction we have at FDA between groups and different centers. As I mentioned before, FDA allows more room for life events compared to industry. Also allows you to work at home, provides tools at home, screens, printers. Work hours are flexible. You put in your 8 hours, but you can come early and leave early or come late and leave late. There are certain core hours that you have to be at your desk.
Well, I want to thank you for keeping our drugs safe. I know every job has its challenges that can make it hard. What don't you love about your job?
I do love my job, but the challenge is the fast pace of the job. The antiviral field is fast-paced due to the nature of the diseases these drugs are being developed for. It is always evolving, and at different times of the year, different viruses are prevalent. The need for these drugs can change quickly. We have intense deadlines, pre-INDs, INDs, sponsor advice, advice back, less than 30 days to get projects out. Turnaround is fast. Maintenance of several INDs, presentations to prepare to the team. It's more than just reviewing studies. We are even busier at the end of the year.
The deadlines for such time-sensitive drugs does sound very stressful, but it's worthwhile at the same time. Given the career path you've carved, what advice do you have for early career professionals?
Always do a postdoc. It's a transition from school to real life. Get experience in academia, industry, government. Do it in something different than your PhD research if possible. Your diversity will help you move, transition between different types of jobs if needed. Help you become a general toxicologist. Take the DABT. Most industry requires it now, and government doesn't require it, but it helps greatly. It's for you, for your career. Become a study director. Study director experience will set you up well for any job you want to do.
Great. So before we wrap up this episode, we'd like to spend some time talking about the Mildred Christian Women's Leadership in Toxicology Award. Can you tell us a little bit about the award and how Mildred shaped ACT?
Mildred was an amazing lady. She was a founding member of ACT and the unofficial historian of ACT due to her vast knowledge of the society. Founding editor of the Journal of the American College of Toxicology, now the International Journal of Toxicology. And she was editor-in-chief for 10 years and also past president of ACT in 1992, and was a great scientist and mentor, especially for women. She started a company in 1979, the Argus Research Labs, which is now part of Charles River. Millie received numerous awards for her contributions to science, including the Life Sciences Awards from the American College of Toxicology and the Achievement Award from the International Society of Regulatory Toxicology and Pharmacology. She contributed greatly to both the Society of Toxicology and the Teratology Society. She was a certified diplomate in general toxicology and a fellow of the Academy of Toxicological Sciences. She sadly passed away in 2009.
It sounds like she was really critical to getting ACT to where it is today. And as early career professionals just beginning to get involved in ACT, we're certainly grateful for her dedication to the college and shaping it into what it is today. So Dr. Gantus, congratulations again on receiving such an important award.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It has been a pleasure.
It has been wonderful and informative discussion, and we hope our listeners, especially the early career professionals, have been inspired like we have to think creatively about our careers in toxicology. Thank you so much for participating in the podcast, and thank you to our audience for listening. This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.